help. That's the message coming from two environmental groups petitioning the Environmental Protection Agency. The Environmental Defense Fund and the Caddo Lake Institute are asking the EPA to take over enforcing federal air and water laws in this state. But why? David Brown sat down with Environmental Defense Fund's regional director, Jim Marston, who explained.
This week, as I understand it, you submitted a petition to the EPA formally asking that they enforce environmental laws here by taking some authority away from the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Why? On what grounds?
Well, let me be clear. What we're doing is asking the EPA to take back authority they delegated to Texas when Texas made certain promises about how they would run the federal programs.
So what is it that you believe that the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality has failed to do when it comes to this?
Okay, so Texas promised when it sought delegation that it would allow public participation at the same level as one can participate in federal court or in federal agencies. And the Texas legislature, this past session, significantly narrowed the ability for citizens to participate in environmental hearings in Texas.
Is your objection primarily to how the TCEQ is doing its job, or is it more to the lack of public involvement in the process?
Well, it's two things. Number one, it's related to a bill, SB 709, which reduced the ability of citizens to participate in hearings, and it also reversed the burden of proof, only in environmental cases in Texas, meaning you have to prove that the applicant for a permit to pollute is violating the law, contrary to the history of Anglo-American law, and also different than every other administrative type proceeding in Texas. We also object to the fact that over the last decade, the legislature, with the approval of the governor, has consistently reduced the budget of the agency so that's supposed to enforce the environmental laws, the TCEQ, Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, so they no longer can do an adequate job of enforcing and inspecting.
It is hard for me to imagine or to believe that folks at the EPA in Washington aren't noticing what's going on in Texas. So why petition them? Why do you think that, or do you think that, in a sense, is this not an accusation against the EPA for inactivity?
No, it's simply the way the process works. Frankly, during the legislative session, EPA became aware of 709, the offending piece of legislation, and sent a letter warning the legislature that if they passed the law, it could endanger delegation. The legislature, as we say in our press release, thumbed its nose at the EPA and, frankly, citizens like our organization, and went ahead and passed the law. But EPA basically now will act as a judge, and they wait for groups to bring a complaint before they act. They could act on their own, but that's not their normal process.
You know, just the other day, Governor Abbott issued a call for a constitutional convention.
Right.
And several days have passed, and a lot of people have sort of wondered if there's going to be any traction there and raised the possibility that maybe he's just making a statement. So let me put that question to you. Do you really expect the EPA to strip Texas of its ability to manage these issues of air and water? Or are you really trying to make a statement here?
No, we're really trying to get the problem fixed. And frankly, we filed a similar petition back in 2006 with regard to another part of the pollution program in the U.S. And what Texas did at that time was fix the program. We hope EPA can convince the state to follow federal law and have a fair process and have a process that minimizes the amount of pollution that Texans are exposed to. But if not, we expect EPA to fulfill their non-discretionary duty to take over the program that they once had and then gave to the state based upon promises the state made in writing and publicly.
Okay, well, let me press just a little bit further.
Sure.
Then in terms of just how serious, how far you're willing to go. If the EPA decides, well, based on its adjudication process,
right,
that the petition ultimately doesn't have any merit, are you going to take it out and file suit against the EPA?
Absolutely. We will try to our best to get the law to be followed to protect the health of Texans, period.
Thanks very much for coming in and talking with us about your petition.
Thank you.
Host David Brown spoke to Jim Marston. He's regional director for the Environmental Defense Fund. We should also mention that Terry Clausen, who's a spokesperson for the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, says that, quote, Texas law has and continues to meet federal requirements, and goes on to tell the Texas Tribune that to suggest otherwise is, quote, misleading to the public.